Welcome back to Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Dr. Randy Flack, Knoxville School Superintendent, here to recap last night's school board meeting. Dr. Flack, thanks as always for coming in to talk with me today.
You're welcome and good afternoon.
First of all, let's discuss the initial proposal that the board approved last night for an agreement with District Associates, and they had submitted their proposal previously, and the school board has now approved their initial proposal.
Yeah, Samantha, this is the first time that one of our support staff groups has organized under the collective bargaining laws, so we have quite a bit of work to do to develop a master contract for that employee group. If you remember, a few weeks ago, the associates brought in their initial proposal, and it amounted to probably more than an 8% increase because they asked for more hours in addition to a 2% salary increase, which was, you know, that's well beyond our means right now. Last night, the board's initial proposal was for a 1.25% increase, not only for next year, but also for the following year.
And is there a deadline when that has to be all kind of figured out?
You know, I don't know exactly what the deadline is and if it's different because this is the first year of bargaining a master agreement with an employee group, but I would hope that we would get pretty near completion before the end of April.
All right. Also, the board appointed an auditorium committee. Now, that's something that was about, I believe, 23 different people in there and a couple of board members. What's kind of the next step in that whole process?
Well, the next step is we need to find a date to meet, and I'll contact all of those people who have volunteered their time to this point. We'll get organized and talk about the different tasks that we need to do. Of course, we'll need to talk about ways to finance an auditorium. We'll need to look again at possible location. We'll need to maybe plan some visits to other auditoriums. We'll talk about, and through that, we'll be able to talk about all the features that we think are important for an auditorium, talk a little bit about size. You know, I don't know how fast we'll move, but I'm willing to move as fast as the group wants to move before they take their proposal to the Board of Education. There's really no deadline, although I would like to have at least a progress report back to the board by the end of May.
All right. Also, coaches Ryder and Whitcomb came in to further discuss they want a fitness center, basically, a weight room and a Phi-Ed facility. And can you kind of talk about what they came to propose and how things are to move forward with that?
Well, Eric and Troy and other coaches, I think, realize that providing this kind of facility isn't something that the school is able to fund on its own. At least equipment-wise and perhaps structure as well, because we do have the goal of getting an auditorium for our school district. So they had talked to me previously and talked about seeking pledges toward the building and toward equipping the building. Last night, the board, I guess you could say, gave tentative approval to go ahead and get moving on that process. We still need to work with an attorney to make sure that we're doing this in the correct manner, that we're seeking pledges in the correct way. We still need to have some estimates on what the cost of the facility might be. I've talked to a builder. I've talked to the state fire marshal's representative. So we do have some ideas as to what the total cost of the facility might be and what safety features and fire safety features we have to have. Also, the coaches need to get an estimate as to what the equipment might have. So while we're underway, we're still quite a ways from really going out for pledges at this time.
And have they set any sort of deadline? Is their kind of goal to get a new fitness center?
Well, I think realistically, this is probably something that won't happen before the summer of 2012.
Okay. Also, there was kind of a budget update and a public hearing set for the next meeting coming up here in April. Can you kind of talk about where that process stands at this time?
This is a unique year for us. You know, as we've said several times, and I think it's been shared in the media as well, we really don't know where we're going to be as far as funds from the state. I know Governor Branstad on Monday indicated that he feels that when it's all said and done, that allowable growth for schools will be pretty close to what his original proposal was, which is 0% allowable growth for next year, which means higher property tax rates. Because every percent allowable growth, at least in Knoxville, is about 33 cents per thousand. And at zero, We're at around a dollar. Also, we're waiting on the legislation that would renew the method for providing tax equity and property tax relief that the Department of Management, gave a new opinion on. There's legislation out there that could save the taxpayer 64 cents. So what the board has to do and what they did last night was approve a budget and property tax asking for publication that is higher than we hope it will be. The thing is, even if a budget is certified at a particular property tax rate and at a particular level, it can be reduced once we find out more from the legislature. We can reduce it on our own. Sometimes the Department of Management reduces those rates based on what the legislature has done. So everybody's kind of up in the air this year, but we have to do what protects the school district and protects our programs, hoping that the legislature takes some action that allows us to reduce those property tax rates.
Sure. Plan for the worst and hope for the best, I guess.
That's right.
All right. Also, there was an update on the Iowa core curriculum, which is something that happens pretty regularly. Can you kind of talk about how that process is going?
Yeah. Jill Van Workum, our director of curriculum, just wanted to give the board an update on the progress we're making toward full implementation of the Iowa core. We spent time with our teachers and our entire staff developing the key concepts in math, reading, social studies, science, and so forth, developing a plan for professional development, because this year one of the areas of emphasis is professional development and improving instructional skills. So it all fits together, and we need to have it implemented by 2012.
All right. There was also a report from the energy manager as far as how that whole process is going. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, Mike Motes, as energy manager for the past 5 years, gives periodic reports on the energy savings that we're having. It's kind of hard to tell exactly the dollars that we're saving because it's a computer program that takes a lot of different factors into consideration. But over 5 years, it appears as though we've saved around $700,000 through good management, through improving some of our equipment, through paying attention to turning off lights, turning off computers, and all those things that you don't think of them meaning much, but when you talk about the number of buildings we have and the number of employees we have, it really adds up. Mike also mentioned the fact that the new lighting and the new boilers will end up saving the district a lot of energy dollars as well. And those are dollars that we can put back into the general fund and use for instruction.
Great. Is there anything else you would like to add about things going on in the district at this time?
Boy, I don't think so. This seems like we've got a lot of things going on. It's getting into the spring, even though this morning with the snow, it didn't seem like spring yet.
Exactly.
A lot of our elementary grades are getting ready for field trips, which they always find exciting. It's been a very, very good year. We just got done with the Agatsuma group and provided those opportunities for our students to gain a little familiarity with the Japanese culture and hear some great music. So, you and I were talking earlier that this is the fourth and final of the ensembles or musicians from different countries that we're having, and it's been a really great experience. And I know the students have enjoyed it, the teachers have enjoyed it, and those who were able to attend the concerts really appreciated the talents of those musicians.
Definitely. Thanks, Dr. Flack, and I hope things continue to go well.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.